Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pre-game on at Laughing Monk, and you can yak in for the home opener. Yeah. Divisional game, battle of unbeatens. This is one of the better games this Sunday now.
Yeah, this is, 2-0 versus 2-0. Of course, none of it counts because it's all been against crappy opponents.
But let's just, not start, blanking each other's blank over it. Then nice wins. Seattle's nice.
2-0 is 2-0.
Yep.
Here we go. Home opener coming up this weekend. Fred Warner will join us in a half hour. Mark Schlereth is going to stop by in just moments. As Guru would say, hashtag random. But I do want to get this off my chest and maybe even throw it by Stink. How is it not ridiculous? The idea, and did you all see this story, that in the offseason next March, in Saudi Arabia, there will be a flag football event? Tournament?
Tournament, yeah.
It's basically a precursor to the Olympics, where this is going to be a sport starting in 2028. And I think it's super fun that Kyle Shanahan's going to go coach one of the teams, because I'm not worried if Kyle Shanahan gets hurt. Sean McVay got hurt over the weekend, and he will coach again this weekend. It's okay if a coach gets hurt. The fact that Christian McCaffrey is participating in this in the offseason is wild to me.
Yeah.
Like, beyond bananas. I voiced the displeasure with Steph Curry wanting to represent his country in the Olympics, and that turned out to be a wonderful event, and he didn't get hurt and all of those things. So I get it if people think I was wrong there, and the big deal there is that Steph wanted to represent his country. This is different. Like, how can we all freak out at that level with the idea of leaving a practice because of a tight calf? But we're cool in March if McCaffrey goes and plays flag football with other pros?
Right.
Cutting on a dime across the country, across the world? I don't even understand this, to be honest with you.
I understand it. It makes perfect sense.
It does?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia is throwing an event via Fanatics through Tom Brady, and I'm sure they're going to shovel a gigantic pile of cash at people. And so if you are McCaffrey and you're being paid an appearance fee to go and run around and play football, you do it. I'm not saying that I'm happy about it, and if something terrible were to happen, that would be awful. And I kind of like the way you phrased it, because I was all for Steph Curry going out and trying to get the Olympic gold, because it's an Olympic gold medal. This is just an exhibition in March in Saudi Arabia. No glory for old USA on this one.
Nope. However, I will say McCaffrey has 2 more years in his deal, but a potential out at the end of this year. So, maybe the Niners are like, sure, take a bucket of money and go do this thing, and we'll move on to a new running back. I have no idea. I just think it's crazy after the way we've talked about it. All right, out to the River Islands guest line we go. Every other Tuesday, we are blessed by none other than Stink. Mark Schlereth, joined by Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Stink, what's going on today?
You know, just kind of hanging out, prepping. I got Washington Raiders this weekend, so I'm just prepping the game and kind of putzing around the house here by myself, so it's all good.
Ooh, do you have intel? My wife has Jaden Daniels as her fantasy quarterback. Is he playing, Stink?
I have no idea. we will find out. I'll find out Friday, and I'll find out because I'll either meet with Jaden Daniels or I'll meet with Marcus Mariota. Right. On Friday I'll know.
Okay, what about this? What if we talk about quarterback performances that have already happened? That would be easier. What'd you think of Mac Jones in New Orleans?
I thought he was good, man. I thought, you know, it made me think, like, is that who Kyle really wanted when you guys drafted Trey Lance? You know, there was that controversy, that talk about how the organization was split over Trey Lance and Mac Jones. I don't know, but Mac Jones, I thought played exceptionally well. You know, took a couple of sacks and all that stuff, but had a couple of scrambles. But he made some big time throws, and he orchestrated the offense, which was really cool to see, especially after the way he started his rookie year in New England, and then Bill Belichick, who, you know, it just all of a sudden became smarter than everybody else, decided that the best idea for a young quarterback is to have Joe Judge, a special teams coach, and Matt Patricia, our defensive coordinator, be co-coordinators on the offensive side of the ball. That's what's going to help him play. So, you know, I saw it a couple of years ago when Sam Darnold went there and kind of resurrected his career, and this will be really cool if Mac Jones, you know, can bail out Brock Purdy for a couple of weeks while he's healing up on that toe injury and play exceptionally well. This is a really good thing for Mac Jones, so I'm happy for him.
And how much of what we saw yesterday is Kyle Shanahan? I'm thinking about the Juwan Jennings touchdown throw, which was such a beautifully schemed play, and, you know, Mac got more comfortable as the game wore on, but how much is every quarterback really a product of the system?
Well, I mean, obviously, Kyle does a great job of, as good as anybody in the league, of marrying some of your play action stuff with your run game to your, you know, to your tight ends, and you, to see, you know, George Kittle be out and still the tight ends have an unbelievably productive day. I thought the other thing, which was a huge factor in this game, you guys were talking about Christian McCaffrey going to Saudi Arabia. Apparently, I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited. I have not made the celebrity list to go to Saudi. But let me tell you, if Christian bails out, I'm in for half of what they're going to pay him.
Oh, my God.
I'll do it for half. But I will tell you this, man. His ability to line up, you know, outside the numbers, the run route. I mean, he's running out routes. He's running. It's not just your typical you know, not your typical running back routes out of the backfield, the check B's and, you know, check slows and little Texas routes. I mean, he's lining up outside the numbers, doing unbelievable things, running routes like a wide receiver. It's pretty cool to watch.
Hey, this is a quick aside here, Stink, but what do you think about that? With everything that McCaffrey has been through over the last year, like, how should a Niner fan feel that he's heading across the world to play flag football in the offseason?
It's the offseason, and, like, I don't know how much, you know, competitiveness there will be on that flag football field. Listen, he's all right. I think the big thing about him, and, you know, obviously I played with his father, Ed, and I've known Christian since he was born, so that's how old I am. But he one of the things about him is he is so regimented in the way he trains. And, like, as you age, you can't train like you did at 22, right? As you age, it takes a little bit longer to recover. I think that was some of the stuff he was going through over the course of this off season of how to manage that, how to get the right amount of rest and do all those things. But when is this game? In March? I think he's going to be okay.
It's in March. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to be okay until I guess he's not okay. It's just kind of, I mean, you, like, you get it, Mark. We got fan base here who's obsessing about his number of touches every week. And then a month after the Super Bowl, it's like, let's instead of resting, let's keep pushing it. And let's go cut on a dime in a different country to play flag football for some sort of side event. I get it, how it can make some people just scratch their head a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that. I understand that. I think the other thing is, too, as you know, as a player, you're also human. You have a family. You know, you just had a child. Like, there are other things. There are other things that are important, and it's important to get away, and it's important to do some things. It's important to make connections. So, like, there's certainly a work-life balance in all of this, and I'm not, you know, I'm just one of those. Like, I did things in the off season. I was pretty careful, but I still did things in the off season because I wanted to, you know, because I want to be human, and so I'm not a robot. So
yeah, it's just life. I mean, you still have to go out there and live it. And in the meantime, what he's doing for the Niners is pretty awesome, especially considering no Kittle, and you know, you lost Juszczyk early in that football game. What did you make of the adjustment? Shanahan putting Tonjes in the backfield and going to a lot of single back with three tight ends at times. What did you think of the adjustment they had to make without Juszczyk?
Well, that's, you know, that's why Kyle is, you know, when people start moaning about this, that, and the other, that's why he is who he is. That's why he's that good. And those guys are so incredibly trained. You know, when you can play, I think after quarterback, probably tight end is the next position from a knowledge standpoint. Yet that movement guy, you know, that you have to play the inline Y, but you have to play the F as well. You got to be able to also play the fullback position. So there's a lot of different things that are on your plate. Your menu, so to speak, is huge. It's kind of like going to, what the hell is that restaurant that has the world's largest menu?
That's California that my wife Pizza Kitchen, to? Right?
Or Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah, that's
Cheesecake
the one.
Factory. Cheesecake Factory. My wife drags me there, and I'm like, I got this menu. It's like it really is. She dragged me to the Cheesecake Factory, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this feels like a college course that I haven't cheated for yet. So, how am I gonna pick what I want to eat at this restaurant? I don't even want to look at this damn thing. It feels like work every time I go there.
Have you ever made it to the back of that menu? Or are you just like, I give up, I'll pick the meatloaf or the chicken sandwich, and I give up. It's just too much.
It's too much. I really only order one thing there, and it is the teriyaki steak over the wasabi potatoes.
Wasabi.
That's like, right. I just don't vary. I've had it one time. I looked at the menu. I know I like it. When I go there, I'm like, yeah, I want that one dish. You know, I've had it many times.
I love it. We're talking with Mark Schlereth. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. All right, Stink, yesterday I nicknamed a bunch of people watching football Schedule Sam, because what I've heard a lot of people say is that, yeah, great, Mac Jones, okay, that's fine. It was the Saints. How do you sort of respond to that, knowing that, right, it was the Saints, but it's your second road game in a row, and you're missing a bunch of the people that make you the 49ers. So undersell or oversell what the Niners have achieved so far?
I think anytime you go on the road, I mean, this ain't college football. This isn't, you know, Ohio State playing the Blind Sisters of the Poor. Every guy that plays professional football is a professional football player, and they've got damn good players. Granderson's a damn good player. DeMario Davis is damn good. Warner is a damn good football player. They got some guys that can really play. And, you know, I thought Kamara looked great. I thought that Rattler played well. Like, so, you know, listen, don't apologize for getting a win on the road against a professional football team. And you are beat up, man. You've had to make a bunch of adjustments. You're to your backup quarterback. How many people go on the road with a backup quarterback and win any game? So I think I look at it from the standpoint of, wow, amazing what they were able to accomplish. And there was three or four guys on the defensive side of the ball that I've never heard of. Like, I mean, there's a bunch of dudes playing, rookies playing. There's, you know, there was a bunch of guys as I was watching that game that I'm like, damn, that kid, like, or Green, Ronaldo Green is going to be a really good player. And number 20, whoever that was, made some big plays, you know, in the nickel spot. Yeah, he made some big plays. 47 made a bunch of big plays, had the sack fumble at the very end of the game to seal it away. So, like, you know, we can sit there and nitpick at it, but you're playing with guys without a lot of experience. They're getting some of their first action. How valuable is that to have those guys play and come away with a win with your backup quarterback? It's a magnificent job of coaching. Love seeing Robert Saleh back on the sideline. Love seeing the energy they play with. What's 53's name? He's a heat-seeking missile.
That's
trying
D-Winners. D-Winners. Yeah, it's like baby Greenlaw out there.
Right. He reminded me of Terry Tate, the office linebacker. He's just crushing people, man. I loved it.
Yeah, it's fun to watch him. It's just another linebacker. And just for your own research purposes, 10 road wins last year in the entire league by backup quarterbacks, just to put yesterday in a little bit of perspective.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, are you going to throw a what's your pitch of choice? Is it four seam? Is it two seam? Do you play you got the hook? I mean, what's the pitch of choice there?
I was a thumber when I pitched back as a kid, so it was the off speed and then the really, really off speed. I didn't have a lot to offer, Stink.
Yeah, that's me too. I threw a lot of BP, and I had about a 53-mile-an-hour fastball, and that was about all she wrote right there.
Speaking of throwers, Kyler Murray comes in 2-0. What have you made so far of his early season? And Mark and I were just talking about quarterback contracts, and a couple years ago, that looked like a bad one. Have people started changing their perception of Kyler Murray?
You know, I've done a lot of games. I did San Francisco, Arizona last year, the last game of the year, and I've done a lot of Arizona games, and I'm really tight with Jonathan Gannon. And, you know, I think, again, it is one of those situations for Kyler where what wins in the National Football League is not SportsCenter highlights. SportsCenter highlights are SportsCenter highlights. They're awesome. They're fun to watch. But you know what ultimately happens with SportsCenter highlights? That team that makes a bunch of them loses, usually. So what wins at the quarterback position is your default mechanism being the neck up. What wins is boring. Like, I had a conversation with Byron Leftwich when he was Tom Brady's offensive coordinator in Tampa. And I said, what is it that blows you away about him? And he goes, if we're running curl flat and the flat is open and it's the first read, the progression, Tom Brady takes it 100 out of 100 times and makes it second down and 5. And then the whole playbook is open. And unfortunately, with guys who have always been able to rely on athleticism, oftentimes their default mechanism is athleticism. And so they go, oh, wait a minute, let me get out of here. Let me scramble around. Let me make a big play. And, hey, listen, you'll make one or two in the game, and they'll be SportsCenter highlights, but you'll make three or four big mistakes that will cost you a victory. So learning how to be boring is, I think, what Kyler Murray needs to do. And it looks like some of that went on last year. I talked to him about it, and hopefully more and more of it is happening this year.
Mark Schlereth is with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. All right, we probably buried this. This is a big question for you, someone, an offensive lineman who's played for the Shanahans. I know it gets lost because the Niners are 2-0, but Stink, they're averaging like 3 yards a carry. It's very un-Shanahan-like. Is that a concern?
Well, yeah, sure. You would like to average more per carry, obviously, but, you know, with injuries, with changing personnel groupings, with some of the nuance, and this is especially true early in the season. Like, you think about all of a sudden switching quarterbacks and just snap count. The advantage you get with snap count from shifting to motions when you get guys entering into the blocking scheme. So a tight end is coming across in sift, and he's going to sift through and either pick up the end man on the line of scrimmage, or maybe he's going to sift through the guard tackle gap and pick up a linebacker. If you snap that ball one count, a half a count too late, all of a sudden the angle changes on that, and now you're trying to dig a guy out as opposed to having the angle to kick him out. And so those little things, that little nuanced stuff, matters, and it matters a ton, especially in Shanahan's offense. So I would just say that, you know, early in the season, these things have been endemic of the issues in the league across the board offensively. I have witnessed them over and over and over again. Those things will clean up as you play a little bit more real football as opposed to the fake football that you play in the preseason.
And we don't know if it's going to be Purdy or Mac Jones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Quarterback Purdy trying to come back from the turf toe. Did you ever suffer or try to play through something like that? A foot ailment like a turf toe or something similar to that?
No, I have beautiful feet. I always have had beautiful feet. They should be in a magazine. People cannot believe how great looking my feet are, considering that I played 12 years in the NFL. It was after my feet. It was my ankles, knees, hips, and back and elbows that took a beating. But my feet were good. So, no, I've never had to play with a turf toe.
I'll take your word for it. I actually lost a bet on air to Lorenzo Neal, and it involved me rubbing his feet for 10 minutes. And I can tell you this, his feet do not belong in a magazine.
Yeah, that's gross.
Totally.
How do you, what did he, if you would have won the bet, what did he have to do to you?
$1,000. I would have got $1,000. Yep.
Versus a foot rub.
So that was a bet, honestly. I'm a man here of not tremendous means. I was thinking $1,000, and it came down to the New York Giants had to win, I think, 6 games, and they were 5-10 back in the old 16-game schedule, and all they had to do was win the finale, and I got $1,000, but I lost, and so I had to rub up on those old catcher's mitts.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's good. That's going to ruin everybody's dinner. Thanks. We appreciate that. That's awesome.
Stink, this is what happens when pro athletes gamble with regular people. It's not fair. Like, $1,000 to Lowe. Whatever. Like, he wins either way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. $1,000. I mean, that falls out of the couch cushions in his house, you know. But them feet, them dogs, I bet you them dogs were ugly. Big Low. I mean, you know, 5'10", you know, however much Low weighed, and just, I mean, all the pressure he put on his feet, digging out linebackers and stuff. I mean, I'm sure his feet are absolutely atrocious.
Yeah. Some would say atrocious, but yeah.
Stink, I wanted to ask you this. Like, I mean, it went well, so everybody's happy now, but can you take us into the mental dynamic of an entire football team when they know they've got to go out there with their backup QB?
You know what you're trying, the mentality of that is, let's do our job exceptionally well to take some pressure off the guy. Let's make sure we keep out of third down in long situations. And one of the things I used to tell young quarterbacks is, hey, man, just keep us out of the third down and seven pluses, right? Hey, on second down, if it's not open, scramble, get us 3 yards, get it to third and six or third and five. So at least we're multiple. At least as a defense, you just can't tee off on us. And I think it's, I just think it becomes one of those things. Everybody on the offense looks like, hey, man, let's do this thing together. And let's face it, man, the receiving core, like you get Kendrick Bourne back, oh shoot! I thought Pearsall was really good. Yep. I thought it was incredible considering, you know. Hey, I know it's the Saints, but hell, it's the new look 49.
And this time, we had one comeback. Don't call it a comeback. Did we lose him?
Roll, but it's the new look 49ers as well. So hey, guys, be well, man. Take care.
All right, see you, Stink. Yeah. All right, there it is. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. We're also sponsored by Saramonte Ford. That was Stink Mark Schlereth. And a little bit of technical there at the end, but we're all good.
Yeah, and
I think he had to run anyway.
I think he did. Yeah. So maybe he was getting another call, and sometimes that happens when you're on the phone. It cuts out momentarily, but love Shanahan, as he should, and he called it just a masterful coaching performance. I wonder what Grandy will think when we do Grandy's grades.
That's right, Grandy's grades. We haven't let you know that that's happening today as well. Did we decide 4:30? 4:30 on Grandy's grades?
Yeah.
All right, so we got Grandy's grades. But coming up next, we have Fred Warner.
Woo.
Fred Warner.
Love Fred Warner. Good little player.
Somebody tell Cosell.
I've got a major bromance with Fred Warner.
That we're talking to Fred Warner. And then we'll talk to him tomorrow and tell him that we talked to Fred Warner.
Jealous.
How about that, Greg?
Yeah, you like that?
Uh-huh.
You'd be wrong.
Well, that's probably, yeah. He probably has Fred Warner's phone number. But anyway, Fred is going to join us coming up next. Don't go anywhere, okay? Fred Warner joins Willard and Dibbs next.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing here on this Tuesday on 95.7 The Game, and this is the moment we've been waiting for here on Willard and Dibbs. Joining us on the River Islands guest line, none other than the great Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers. Fred, what's going on today, man?
Man, just feeling blessed. You know, 2-0 on the road to start the year, it don't get much better than that. So I'm excited, man. It's a good feeling.
Well, it's hitting you some kind of way for sure, man. I'm sure you're aware of the video that made the rounds of you walking off the field at New Orleans, and you seem to be, I don't know if overcome is the right word, but there were a lot of emotions. Can you take the fans into what was going on there in your mind?
Yeah, no, I think overcome is exactly right, dude. I mean, it was just an overflow of just gratitude in that moment. You know, I pray for moments like Sunday where, you know, I could be put in positions to help my team win games that – I think in that moment, just seeing all those fans that overtook the Saints stadium, man, and they're all screaming for me, and it was truly just a moment of gratitude. It was overwhelming, but I can't speak enough to how amazing the faithful have been on the road. I can't wait to be back home this week for our first home game. I know they're going to show up and be big for us at home.
71 snaps. You played all of them on defense, and the one that stands out was the play on Alvin Kamara where he catches it on his helmet and you come in and do what you do, which is punch out the football. How are you able to always get to the ball with that right cross?
It's something about that right hand, man. My left hand isn't as precise or as strong as that right, but, you know, it's something that I truly do work it day in and day out, all camp. All year long, really. You know, I made it a point of emphasis this past week of practice, man, of just really having it on my mind, because if you don't, you just go out there, you make tackles, right, and you don't think about it. But to have it present in your mind, that's the key. And so in that moment, I really was running over there and saw, I mean, Alvin Kamara is an amazing player. This dude has the ball kind of locked onto his helmet. I have my hand outstretched waiting for the ball to kind of fall off his helmet into my hands. and then at the very last moment, being able to ball my fist up and punch it out, it was a big moment that we needed to kind of swing the game.
Fred, you know what's interesting too, and I think the greats are often never satisfied, so maybe that applies here, but a lot of fans are really impressed and excited by what they see defensively. After the game, you spoke a lot about all the things that still need to be a whole lot better. How would you sort of put into words your satisfaction level so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always got to look at where you can be better, right? I think that was why, especially in that moment right after the game, I'm always thinking about, man, like, we gave up 3 touchdowns in the red zone, and we gave up a ton of penalties on third down, I wouldn't say, but key penalties on third down that extended these long drives, right, that allowed them to continue to run the football and get down there, and then we're not holding them for 3. So, you know, those are the glaring things in my mind. Now, if we correct those things, we can be such a dominant defense. But the great news is that, man, we're playing at a really high level with a lot of new pieces, right? Everybody talked about all offseason, all training camp, all preseason, about all these young guys that we have playing, different guys that we may have signed off of free agency. And guys are playing at a high level, you know, in terms of these young guys. Man, I'm really excited about a lot of these guys and the energy, the swag that we're playing with. The standard is always going to be the standard regardless of your age or who you are. So, you know, I think as long as we continue to strive to be at our best and get better every single week, then the sky's the limit for us. I don't think that you can put a limit on us.
Yeah, nobody wants to put a limit on what you're doing defensively. And I'm thinking about a couple of young guys. Mykel Williams in his second game was terrific. And your linebacker mate, not a rookie, but kind of new to starting. What's it like playing alongside D. Winters and the energy he brings?
Oh, dude, it's amazing. I love D. Winters. So happy for him and his progression with our team. And, you know, I tell the story of how he came in as a rookie, and I was like, I'm not too sure about old D. Winters. I don't know. But, you know, there's guys that truly, you know, they need reps, man. And, you know, some guys, they develop differently than others. And for D, he just needed those reps, man. And, you know, he's been able to stay healthy, be on the field to get those. And it's a complete credit to him, man, the way that he's worked. The time that he's put in and committed himself to wanting to be his best, and it's showing up now on Sundays in a big way. You know, I know when that ball's going to the flat, I'm booking it over there just in case a guy, I never want a guy to be alone on an island, but he's proven to me that he truly can be one-on-one with anybody out in space. And so it's really fun out being out there just playing with a lot of energy and having fun.
Fred Warner with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Fred, we know that Dre is your boy, but I would like to know how you compare the two players. How would you compare Dre and D?
I mean, yeah, when you look at the first thing that pops off is the speed that they play with. They both have similar builds, but they both are extremely explosive and fast athletes on the field and cerebral football players. You know, they're both their own individuals. I would never want to compare D to anybody. I think D is his own unique person and player. But I think when you look at just their builds, right, how explosive they are, the speed, I think that's what you see in both players.
Not looking for you to compare this year's DC to last year's, but Robert Saleh comes back to the team. What has changed on the field that fans can really look at that has made this defense maybe more aggressive and certainly looks to be a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, Saleh's just been around the block, man. He's been there. He's done it at a high level for a long time. You know, he obviously had a stint in New York being the head coach. But, I mean, he knows football through and through, not just defense, but offense. And I think that helps with how he prepares for these different offenses week in and week out. And, he puts us in just the perfect position to go out there and play fast, man, eliminating all gray area. He knows the exact calls to put us in certain situations within the game. So there's never a moment where, you know, I'm wondering what we should be. He just knows. It's almost like he's a fortune teller, man. This dude knows everything, I feel like. So it gives such confidence for a player to just go out there and play free, man. I love having him back.
Fred, you know, it's interesting to also kind of look back at your earlier Niner days to now. It's weird to say this about someone who's only 28 years old, but you've moved into this elder statesman role. And I don't just mean this about the 49ers. I'll be straight with you. This question is inspired by my 16-year-old daughter, Ella, who is the largest Fred Warner super fan that lives on planet Earth. She's freaking out that we're speaking today. Here's what I want to know. Like, your recognizability, your podcast with your wife, your standing in the NFL, that has all changed a lot in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So how have you handled that? How has that changed your life?
I think it's something that comes with it when you have success on the field and other things, other opportunities present themselves off the field. But, don't get it twisted. I think the reason why I've been able to have sustained success in this league is because of just remaining humble and not ever being comfortable, I guess, or content with what I've done. I always feel like there's another level. And, early on, all I wanted was my respect. And so then once I got that, it changed into, okay, like what now? If that were just my sole motivation, then I would have stopped playing hard a long time ago. But there's just this fire burning within me, man, that really makes me go hard day in and day out. And God's really blessed me with this ability to play this game. And it's up to me now to really just squeeze every drop in the bucket that I can. And I'm trying to every single day.
We see the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Fire you play with, and I'm wondering if that fire was even hotter this past offseason after last year's 6-11 disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many things that I've had, not just me, but like our team has had to go through throughout the years. You talk about going to Super Bowls, losing Super Bowls, losing NFC Championship games. Like, I mean, yeah, you can find these different motivations, especially in a season where you go 6-11. I mean, that's as bad a year as I've been a part of since probably my rookie year or 2020. But at the end of the day, man, it's a whole new year. I can't get in the huddle and tell these guys, hey, let's right our wrongs from last year, because at the end of the day, guess what? Half the team wasn't even here last year that dealt with that, right? So they're all going to be looking at me like, man, look, I don't know what you're talking about, Fred. We have no idea what, how that was. So it's about, just being the best version of yourself for your teammates, so that when moments come where you need to be relied on, that you're there to be the guy that your teammates can rely on to help win football games. Because at the end of the day, it's all about just winning. That's it.
Fred, how is the vibe in the locker room so far, particularly if you put it in the framework of the adversity that you guys have faced, a backup quarterback already playing a game? How does that kind of adjust the way guys are reacting after a game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the vibes have been amazing, really. I love our group. I love the fact that we do have a lot of you know, newer players, young guys. It's a good mix between the young players and the veterans. And it is always a next man up mentality in this league. Unfortunately, we've had to deal with that, a number of seasons where we've had injuries at key positions. And so it's not like we're unfamiliar with it, but it doesn't mean that it's not hard to win football games when you don't have your guys out there. But it just speaks to our character of our team. It speaks to the standard that is upheld. And regardless of who's in there, man, the expectation is the same, of playing winning football and doing the things necessary to win.
You talked about the vibes, and one thing I noticed in the game on Sunday is the boombox guy, D'Amador Lenore, now there with Trent Williams. Kind of fun to see him side by side. Trent, 6'6", 380, and, you know, Demo, a little smaller, but equally ferocious. What's he been like stepping up into an increased role on this team?
Yeah, Demo, man, I'm super happy for him and his ascension in this league as a player and then also as a leader for our team, you know, being voted captain. That's a player voted deal, right? So it speaks to how his teammates feel about him, and he's just put the work in over the years to really become one of the best players and corners in his league. And the energy that he brings, the tenacity that he brings, that's who we are. That's who the 49ers are. And so love having Demo out there with me.
While we're talking about other individuals, I mean, again, you've had one game with each QB. How is their sort of locker room leadership different, or do you kind of take over that role from them?
No, I wouldn't say anybody needs to take anything over. You know, I'm my same guy. I'm the same person regardless of the situation. I think Mac's done a great job of coming in and just doing what was asked of him last week. Purdy is the man. You know, I love Purdy with everything in my soul, because this guy, I believe, could be the best in the game. He's shown that already in this league in, 3 years of playing after being drafted last in the draft. But, the things that he was doing in training camp were unreal. So I'm excited for when he does get back. But can't say enough about Mac and his resilience and just his preparedness to come in and help us win a game last week. And we'll see what happens this week and if Purdy's healthy enough to go.
Fred Warner is with us. And, Fred, when we get a big fancy guest like yourself, we love to do something on the way out the door called the Big Finish and get to know maybe a little something about you that we don't already know. You ready to ride?
Let's ride.
Okay.
Let's ride.
Fred, here's the deal. There's two categories. You pick one. Do you want to do BYU or Fred's Firsts?
Oh, wow. We got BYU and Fred's Firsts. I guess let's go Fred's first. I don't know. That sounds interesting.
Okay, Fred's first. Here, question number one. Do you remember your first touchdown as a youth football player?
Oh, as a youth football player, this is including Pop Warner?
Yeah.
As far back as you want to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Unless you guys knew something that I didn't know. Pop Warner, I can't remember that far back. But I think high school first touchdown may have been like junior year, like on a pick six or something. I think that may have been the first that I can remember. I don't even know if I scored.
So did you not play on the offensive side in high school?
I did. I played tight end. I actually started. My high school career started playing tight end, and I didn't play defense until my sophomore year on JV. And then going forward, I played both tight end and defense.
Yeah, maybe you can get an invite to Kittle's tight end. You certainly have the hair for it to match up with George and the fellas. Yeah. Question number two, Fred. Where did you and your wife, Sydney, go on your first date? And I hope you remember this one.
Oh boy, I sure do, man. It was an iconic first date. You know, I took her 5-star In-N-Out burger, man.
Yes.
Fine dining, man. And I remember I was starving. I probably ordered way too much food. So I think she only ordered like a Coke and some fries. So probably made a fool of myself there. But hey, it was a great time.
Fred, there's something about that place. My wife and I ended up there on our wedding night as well. There's something about it.
Something about it. Yeah, that's great.
All right, last one, Fred. When you got the bag in the NFL, what was your first big purchase?
Oh, first big purchase. I'd probably say when I bought my home, our home that we bought here in the Bay. I'm a kid from San Diego, and being drafted to the Niners was a huge blessing for me to stay on the West Coast and be close to family and everything. And the Bay is my home now, right? I think I stay here year round. I train here. The band's been everything for me, so yeah, buying my first home.
I mean, do you want to do like an audio version of MTV Cribs and tell us a little bit about the place? Like, 10 bedrooms, 12, what do you got?
Too many people already know where I live, so I can't think too much on the air. We'll see, maybe later.
Yeah, and with these home prices around here, you're probably going to have to play another 10 or 11 years just to make ends meet, right?
That's right, man. I mean, it's hard out here in these streets, man. Hard.
All right, Fred, home opener this weekend, man. What's the message to the fans on their way to Levi's here in a handful of days?
Man, I just want the faithful to show up big time for us. I mean, this is a huge divisional opponent. 2-0 versus 2-0. San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals. We can't do it without the faithful, man. Just show up and show out. Be loud.
Fred, thank you so much, man. Great to have you on the show.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Fred Warner joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. First big purchase, a home. And as he's approaching $84 million made in his career just on the field, with four more years contractually all set up, I think you're right, Dibs. I think he's almost ready to graduate to an apartment.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be bigger homes ahead. Yeah. Probably get a little condo right now just to start out.
Take it easy.
That's right.
Easy ride.
Especially, these contracts aren't guaranteed, so you make sure you don't get over your skis now financially.
I'd like to say this also. I don't care who you love, what your sexual orientation is, what floats your boat, but man, woman, or otherwise, you go out on a first date, and you end up having burgers and fries. That's a keeper.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're keeping that person.
And I love his story where
we're signing that person to a long-term deal.
I probably ordered too much, and she got a Coke. So she's looking at, obviously she knows he's a big football player, and he's like, let me get two double-doubles, one animal style. Let me get three orders of fries, animal fries. Let me get a shake.
Hon, what you want?
Coke.
Have a drink.
Yeah. A little soda. They have soda.
Have a drink.
Yeah. So you never know. And when you ask questions like that, I mean, first date, and he's like, yeah, of course I remember. I'm thinking, all right. He probably went super romantic, extravagant, because his wife was a contestant on The Bachelor. So she was.
Right. Sydney, right?
Correct. Yeah. So she was a part of that world, which is obviously make-believe, and you go on these things. And I don't know how far she made it. I don't watch that show.
Pretty sure her life is still make-believe. She's married to Fred Warner.
Right. But, it's
awesome. Awesome,
but it's got to be tough when you're a football player's wife. It's one thing to be married to a baseball player, and you're pretty certain that, something totally terrible won't happen. It can happen, but you're married to Fred Warner, and literally every play, he's out there going full speed, trying to light somebody up.
You know what? It's actually an interesting thing that you bring up, and more so, social media and the way we watch sports, we see a lot more of this now, and the 49ers are probably the poster for this, and that is player wives and families and on the sidelines and up in the suites, and Claire Kittle and Kristen Juszczyk, and right, Christian McCaffrey's is married to a celebrity, and now Sydney, and she's got the podcast, and we see them on the sidelines, and they've got their pregame routines and everything. I can't think of anything that might feel a little bit more like, maybe those of you who are married to, I got a couple friends who are police officers. I don't know if that kind of feels that way when they leave to go to work, and just like, that's got to be terrifying.
Right.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
And now the football side of it looks like it's also fun, right? You're at a football game and you get to root for, but the idea of what can happen on any play for a parent, for a spouse, for the kids, if they're grown enough to know what's going on, Whew. I mean, you're not wrong. That's fun and terrifying at the same time.
Definitely.
I gotta think so.
And it affords a certain lifestyle. And we were joking around about home prices. I'm sure they have a lovely home. And he may have paid for it in cash. It might have been a open up the briefcase kind of purchase where you just show, here you go, 2.7. Here you go. Let me count it out for you. Bang, I own this house. But still, the lifestyle mixed with how nerve-wracking it is, that would be, you know, every day, I'm sure, is... It's got to be something where you're holding your breath, right?
Yeah. 2.7. Where the hell do you think he bought 2.7?
You know, I don't want to name check any community because I may actually know where he lives. I may be one of those people.
Oh, do you?
Hi, Fred.
Do you know his address?
Good game today, Fred. Hey, Fred, can I cut your lawn? Oh, no? You want me to get off your lawn?
Those days are so over. And by the way, it wasn't that long ago, though. I think I've told this story before. If you've been a 49er fan for a certain amount of time, you'll remember the name Ricky Ellison. Great linebacker. 49ers eventually played for the
Mountain
Raiders,
View,
too.
Right?
Yeah, well, no. Not. I don't know where he lives now. Does he live in Mountain View now?
No, but I thought he went to St. Francis. So.
Maybe. No, but this is when he was playing for the 49ers.
Right. I love the story.
He bought a house in Foster City, which is where I grew up, and he literally lived four blocks away. And somehow, some way, just so much more of an innocent time, everybody in the neighborhood knew that that was Ricky Ellison's house. Ricky lives in that house. And this was back in a day where, wait for it now, you could actually knock on someone's door without it either being DoorDash or basically a reason to call the police. Like, people did that back in the day. You'd just ring someone's doorbell. You might be selling something or whatever. And then here's the crazy thing. This is, I know, stick with me, kids. Grandy, I don't know if you ever lived in this world. Someone would ring your doorbell, and do you know what people inside the house would do? They'd answer the door.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't talk through the door. They didn't run. Like, you didn't go hide in the backyard. You answered the door. And so we used to do this maybe once every month or two. We would just, the kids would all be out and about, you know, run around at the park, and then someone would have the idea. Hey, we should go see if Ricky's home. Can you imagine this now?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Fred Warner lived in your neighborhood? Let's go see if Fred wants to come out and play. And we'd go knock on Ricky Allison's door. Hey, Ricky. Hey, we're down at the park. Do you want to come play football with us? And Ricky would go sometimes, yes.
That's crazy.
And he would just come down to the park with us and play football. And yes, he was all-time linebacker, so he never played offense. So you would throw the ball, and then Ricky would come tackle you, which usually meant he would come over, just pick you up in the air, and then lay you down on the ground. And he would have a ton of fun with us. And it was like the most wholesome, ridiculous thing. And you would never, I feel like this would never happen again. Would this happen in 2025?
Probably not in this fashion. Like, I know Steph Curry will occasionally show up at a school, but he's right. Got his cadre of people as well. It's not like you knock on Steph's door and, hey, Steph, you want to run some 3-on-3? You know what? I'd like that. I'd like that, little Timmy.
Oh,
let me
gosh.
Get my shoes on.
Like, we didn't even know how ridiculous what we were doing was.
Curry! That's right.
But then he would say yes.
But it wasn't ridiculous then.
No.
It was mostly normal.
I don't even know what normal means anymore, but yeah. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That was pretty great. Let's keep reacting to Fred. We've got Grandy's grades in a half hour. We've got John Feliciano, .. We're pretty sure, in an hour. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dib.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.